The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
I'm Dr. Kyle Pankton, and welcome to our episode of Treat the Cause today. We're excited about this episode. This is one of my favorite topics that we're going to address today, and that is part two of discussing nutrient deficiencies and nutritional status in the human body. And as we start this show today, I just want to address a common myth that is still floated around in the medical world and the world of healthcare today that just needs to be put to rest. And I did mention this briefly in our last show, and that is, you will hear many doctors and people say, well, you don't need to take any supplementation because you can get everything you need through eating just a well-balanced diet. And I agree that maybe 40 or 50 years ago that was the case, but with in light of recent research showing how nutrient depleted our soils are, and some of the research that we discussed last time about how foods contain so much fewer nutrients today than they did 30, 40, and 50 years ago, you have to eat way more fruits, way more vegetables to get the same nutrient status that you did 30, 40, 50 years ago. So almost all Americans are deficient in one or more vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and so it's very, very difficult to get everything you need from your diet. I would go as far as to say that every adult American in the United States needs to be addressing their health with targeted supplementation. And we're going to discuss today how we do that targeted supplementation and how we can take the guesswork out of that for people. You know, you will hear a lot of people say, well, I take a little bit of vitamin C, and I take this herb, and I take this other vitamin, and I take this supplement because my friend or my mother or my doctor or somebody said it's good for you. And I don't dispute that for a second. There are many good supplements, many good companies out there that sell good, high-quality products and things that are good for you. But really, all those recommendations are nothing more than a shot in the dark. Nobody really that is telling you that knows, do you really need that supplement? Are you sufficient in what is provided in that supplement? What are you deficient in? And so the beauty in today's world is that we now have testing available where we can effectively test somebody's nutrient status. I'm board certified in something called functional medicine, and functional medicine doctors we're trained to help people find root causes of problems. And so one of the root causes of problems that I see often in clinical practice is people are just flat out deficient in many things, and it's as if they don't have enough fuel in the tank. And if you don't have enough fuel in the tank, guess what? The engine doesn't run well or doesn't run at all. So people that are fatigued and tired all the time, that maybe have uncontrolled high blood pressure or blood sugar issues where they can't regulate it well, or acid reflux or digestive issues or thyroid or hormonal imbalances, many times these are just simply symptoms that the body is expressing. It's not regulating and controlling and balancing things as it should. And many times the underlying reason for that is because they are nutritionally deficient. They don't have enough fuel to make all the necessary functions in the body to properly be regulated and to be controlled. I'm not talking here about treating diseases, mind you, with nutrition. I'm talking about improving the functional and health status of the body. So regardless of the disease label, whether it's high blood pressure, diabetes, hypothyroidism, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, the list goes on and on. It doesn't really matter the name of the disease. If you get the body healthy enough, guess what? The body in most instances can heal many of those diseases. And one of the key factors in allowing the body or getting the body to heal is let's get the nutrient status to sufficient levels. Let's clear up any deficiencies that it might have. And let's try to get to the root cause of why the body is not healing. And so we've had many patients in clinical practice over the last several years that we've done nutrient testing on them and found exactly what they were nutrient deficient in. We put them on a targeted supplementation protocol and let them work on that for a while. And we change their diets up and try to get them to eat healthier to promote correcting the deficiencies with diet, but also we use that supplementation when needed. And it's just such a fruitful thing and a blessing to see so many patients regain their energy, regain better blood pressure control, regain better digestive function, regain better blood sugar, glucose control, and many other things. And so we're going to discuss actual cases from my clinical practice that we've seen over the past several months. This is just a sampling of those and a sampling of the cases where we've done nutrient and sometimes other testing on them too to see how they were doing nutritionally and how it was affecting their current health condition that they were coming to me for help with. You got a question, reach out to us at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com or email us at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. If you look on our website at redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab that says Treat the Cause. And if you click on that, you will find links to our past episodes dealing with things as headaches and low back pain and plantar fasciitis and digestive issues and weight loss. And also our last recording on where we introduced this concept of nutrient deficiencies and a test called a micronutrient test. So check that out. There's also a lot of information there on there about functional medicine, which is something I'm passionate about and also board certified in. Again, functional medicine is all about helping people find, and not only just find, but to address and treat root causes of health conditions. It's different than just our current model today, which focuses on symptom suppression. And so not that that's not necessary at times, it certainly is and can be helpful, but you still have to look to try to get to the root cause. And that's what functional medicine is all about. So let's dig into some cases. These are some really neat cases that I've pulled from our patient charts. And first one here is a 31-year-old female, and her chief complaints are headaches. She's got some hormonal issues, sometimes some tendencies of depression, some anxiety. She has a history of some thyroid issues. She also has some skin issues, some acne. And we did a few different tests on her, but one of the tests we did on her is a blood test called a micronutrient test. And in review, the micronutrient test tests 32 different levels of particular vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It also looks a little bit at immune function and antioxidant status in the body. And her micronutrient test was quite telling. She had a very significant deficiency in a mineral called chromium. And she also exhibited borderline deficiencies in vitamin B12, vitamin E, a B vitamin called pantothenate, vitamin D3, and zinc. So in her case, one of the things I think that was critical with her was with some of her thyroid and hormone issues, we know from studies that vitamin D is absolutely critical and essential in the body to help promote proper hormone balance and regulation. And so with her borderline deficiency of that, that likely was a contributor to some of her hormonal deficiencies going on in her body or hormonal balances. We also know from studies that certain of the B vitamins can be contributory towards headaches if they are deficient. And also the mineral zinc can be very effective in helping certain skin conditions. And so her acne could have been somewhat related to that, but also acne can sometimes be related to hormonal imbalances, which again ties back into vitamin D3 deficiency. So with her, this took the guesswork out of. We knew what type of supplementation protocol we needed to put her on. And she's been on this for a while now, and guess what? She has much better hormone regulation. Her headaches are less frequent. Her skin has greatly improved. So happy patient and happy doctor, because we got to the root cause of some of her problems. The next patient is a 54-year-old male, and his chief complaints were chronic fatigue. This guy, a local contractor, just flat out tired. He had a tough time getting through the day. He also had some neuropathy in his feet. He had tingling, burning, numbness type sensations that kind of seemingly came out of nowhere, and no doctors really seemed to know what potentially was the cause of that. We did a few tests on him, but again, one of those we did was a micronutrient test, and his was really a very interesting case here. This guy had numerous B vitamin deficiencies, so he was very deficient in pantothenate, which is B5, but he also had borderline deficiencies in B1, B2, B12, B3, B6. Well, you know what? All the B vitamins are crucial for energy production in the body. This guy was deficient in B vitamins, and because of that, he didn't have enough fuel to, or enough working elements in the body to, for his body to be able to produce energy in the first place. No wonder he was tired all the time. Also, we know from studies that neuropathy in the feet many times is related to deficiency of certain of the B vitamins, especially B1, B6, and B12. And we're still working on this guy's fatigue. It's improved by 40, 50, 60% over a course of some months of targeted supplementation and some dietary changes. But his neuropathy, which is considered by many to be a very difficult condition to treat, and most of the time there's just symptom relief for it, but no actual treatment, his neuropathy is cleared up. So again, exciting case, happy patient, making good progress, got a little ways to go. By the way, a little tidbit here, if you have a significant nutrient deficiency in the human body, it shows from studies that it takes about 4 to 6 months of targeted proper dosage supplementation to bring the body back to a level of sufficiency. And that's just talking about one deficiency. If you have numerous deficiencies, it can take longer than that. So he's coming along, this patient, and I anticipate he'll continue to gain more energy, but it'll be a gradual climb back and a gradual process. Next patient is a 44-year-old female, and she has chief complaints of high blood pressure. She's kind of pre-diabetic. Her blood sugars are borderline high when she gets them tested. She has a lot of trouble with acid reflux. She's got all kinds of hormonal issues and issues with her cycle. And she's carrying a few extra pounds that she would like to lose too. So we did some hormone testing on her, and we put her on a weight loss program that I've talked about on Treat the Cause in the past. But we also did our blood test on this patient as well, called the micronutrient test. And it showed She had several key deficiencies. Number one was coenzyme Q10, which studies show is very essential for heart function, helps to regulate blood pressure, and can be very just important for energy and heart health. She also had some significant deficiencies of calcium, zinc, copper, which are all minerals. And minerals are what your body uses to carry vitamins and other nutrients that you eat from your food into the cells. They're like these carriers of nutrition. So if you're mineral deficient, you're not going to you're going to have a tough time getting nutritionally sufficient, even from a proper diet. Calcium deficiency is very common when people are on acid blocking medications, and she had been on one for several years for helping with her acid reflux, and so it was no surprise to me that she was calcium deficient. Well, this is going to increase her risk of having osteopenia or potentially even osteoporosis later in life. Hopefully we caught this early enough. She also had some borderline deficiencies in a couple of the B vitamins, vitamin A, and oleic acid, which that can be critical when people are deficient. That type of oil comes from olive oil, and sometimes fish oils can be helpful in increasing levels of that. People that have hypertension or high blood pressure many times have insufficiency of the omega-3 fatty acids that come from things like fish oil. So we put her on a very specific and targeted supplementation program. We put her on a weight loss program. We put her on a couple other things to help balance her hormones. And she's feeling so much better. Her blood pressure is better regulated. Her blood sugar is better regulated. Her hormones have balanced out fairly nicely. And another case of getting to the root cause, not just treating the symptoms, but actually finding what some of the underlying dysfunctions in the body are and what some of those root causes are. You got a question, reach out to us at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com or email us at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. We're going to share a few more cases as we enter the second half of our show just to show you the power of functional medicine and root cause medicine and using micronutrient testing to help people get to that root cause of their health problems. Just this patient was a 37-year-old female, and she had extreme fatigue. She was a very active lady. She was a coach, a teacher, and by the end of the day, she just wanted to go home and crawl into bed. And this had been going on for several months. She had some hormonal issues going on, and we did some hormone testing on her, but we also did our micronutrient test and showed she had a very significant deficiency of vitamin D with borderline deficiencies of folate, which is a B vitamin, pantothenate, which is a B vitamin, manganese, which is a mineral, cysteine, which is an amino acid, and lipoic acid, which is a powerful antioxidant in the human body. Well, the fatigue issues likely were contributed to by the B vitamin deficiencies, as we've discussed earlier. And again, hormonal issues many times are related to vitamin D deficiencies. I want to just do a little rabbit trail here and discuss hormones. I see so many patients with hormonal imbalances in their body. Maybe they have severe menstrual problems, acne related to their cycle, heavy bleeding, migraine headaches related to their cycles, thyroid issues, adrenal gland issues. And the body, when it is nutritionally deficient, will always prioritize its available resources. So if you think about this logically, what's more important to the function of the human body, or I should say, what's more important for survival of the human body? Is it your kidney and liver and heart function, or is it your nails and hair and hormone health? Well, obviously, it's the first ones I listed. Your body is going to If it's deficient, it's going to use what available resources it has to shore up or keep the most vital areas of the body running, many times at the expense of your hormones, your nail health, your skin health, your hair health. And it's only until the body is given or refueled the right nutrients that it needs, then it has the available resources to divert back and to shore up that skin health or to provide extra boost in producing the right or sufficient levels of hormones. So people that just simply replace hormones or do hormone replacement therapy many times are missing the boat, because what works better is to build the body back up so that it produces the correct levels of hormones on its own. And that's what we did with this patient. We got her diet balanced. We got her on the right nutrients. And guess what? Her energy started to come back. Her hormonal related symptoms started to come back into balance. Mind you, I'm not treating any named disease here, condition. I'm just bringing her body back into balance. We're nudging her body's chemistry in the right direction. Next patient, 17-year-old female, tired all the time, recurrent bouts of mono. She's had several cases of that over the last couple of years. She'd get mono tested. She'd be out of school for weeks at a time. She couldn't be in sports like she wanted to because she was tired and run down and would get sick. And she went through numerous testing and not a whole lot was found. And so kind of out of desperation, they come to me and we do the micronutrient test along with a couple other things. She has a severe deficiency of vitamin B12, a borderline deficiency of B2, folate, pantothenate. She has a borderline deficiency of coenzyme Q10, borderline deficiency of iron, an amino acid deficiency of serine, and she has on her score of her immune function with this test to do, she was borderline low. Well, no wonder her immune system was out of whack. She didn't have any fuel to go on. B12 deficiency is a common cause of a specific form of anemia, which is causes profound fatigue. And all these other deficiencies were contributing to a weakened immune system. Since we've got her on the right supplementation protocol, her energy is returning. And she now hasn't been sick for several months. She's returning to her sports and not getting so run down. Happy patient. Finally, last case is a 59-year-old female with issues of high blood pressure, always borderline, kind of not controlling as well as she'd like, and some weight issues. We put her on a weight loss program to help address that, but we also did our micronutrient test to see, were there any deficiencies that could be contributing to why she couldn't control her blood pressure. We found some key ones. One was B12, another one was biotin, another one was B2, folate, vitamin D, pantothenate, vitamin E, manganese. All these she was deficient in. Your body is not going to properly function and regulate blood pressure if you have so many deficiencies like that. Since she's on the right nutrient program, guess what? Her blood pressure is much better controlled and regulated. Mind you, I'm not treating her high blood pressure. I'm just balancing her body's nutrients out, and her body now is better able to regulate on its own. In conclusion, I would say this. Treat the cause. Always, if your body is expressing symptoms, symptoms are your body's check engine light. They're your body's way of communicating to you and telling you, hey, something's not working right. So instead of just always taking a pill to cover up that symptom, why don't you take a look under the hood to see what's not functioning right in the body? Why am I expressing these symptoms? And so one of the most beautiful tests in all of functional medicine, and there's dozens of functional medicine tests that I'm trained in, but one of the most common ones we use is this micronutrient test. And it's such a nice test to take the guesswork out of a person's nutrient status, because we know that having the right nutritional status is key for almost any condition that people have out there with their health and with their diseases and sicknesses. And so if you want to get healthier, if you want to help conquer a disease or a specific sickness, you need to be nutritionally sufficient. Do the micronutrient test because it helps you to figure out the keys to treating the health puzzle that you're having. So I hope this information was useful to you. Join us on our next episode of Treat the Cause. It'll air August 4th at 11:30 a.m. on KLGR. And we're going to talk all about neck pain. Kind of a different topic, but a couple of episodes ago we talked about chronic low back pain. This next one we're going to talk about chronic neck pain. It's the second most common reason people visit a doctor of chiropractic. And we're going to talk about how it responds to things like chiropractic adjustments, laser therapy, decompression therapy, exercise therapy, good sound, non-drug, non-surgical, well-researched treatments that can really be life-changing for people with chronic neck pain. Thank you for joining me. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.